Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome to the Monday Jazz Podcast in the Red Lion in Winsford. First, the news. Swedish women have been given a hotline where they can report mansplaining. We didn't know what mansplaining was, so we got the Swedish man to explain it. Then we reported him. Direct. Direct Line has unveiled a plan to solve the lack of street lighting by fixing lights to drones, despite criticism that it will stop the drones getting into their hives. Hives. It's because they're like bees. There, no? No, you're right. It's rubbish. A pill which could cure malaria has failed after mosquitoes failed to eat it. Direct Line has unveiled a plan to solve the lack of street lighting by fixing lights to drones, despite criticism that it will stop the bagpipes from working. No? Nobody. Nothing. Sky has been voted the most desirable place to live in Britain, with land coming a close second. Yes! It's a winner. Airline officials in Germany have been criticized for chucking Jeremy Clarkson off a flight well before it was in the air. The government have turned down Trump's suggestion of Farage as ambassador, saying they can't appoint someone as ambassador just because they speak asshole. Vegans have objected to animal fat being used in new £5 notes. Vegans, stop eating the fucking money. Old man in the library, your phone is ringing. Why don't you answer it? You're too busy reading the Daily Express, which is full of shit. Old man in the library, at last you found it. Now you're shouting at someone called Joan. I'm sure that she can hear you. Everybody else in the town can. You don't need a fucking phone. I know we usually have a something called a film review on this show, but I have also been to see a film. I have seen an old film. Well, not so old, but a film called Prometheus by Ridley Scott. Have you seen it before?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a fantastic film. I really recommend this. It's a fantastic film. It is written by John Spates, who wrote Dad's Army, I think. Am I right in Dad's Army? Anyway, it is a fantastic film. I have two words to say about this. Classic and comedy. It's so funny. So it's really funny. Oh, man, it's such a classic slapstick. It starts with an alien drinking some stuff and falling into a waterfall. Very funny. They discover, you know, it's a kind of classic treasure hunt. They discover a kind of a star map, and they go off into space, and all sorts of capers go on. The guy from Neighbours, isn't it? You know, you're an actor. You must know the guy.
Guy Pearce.
Oh man, so funny.
Is he good?
Yeah, he's so funny. He's just hilarious. He dressed up as an old man, and then he pop out on the spaceship going, oh! You thought I wasn't here, but I'm fucking here. It's funny. Oh, man. And then they find a massive head in the ground, like Easter Island. Oh, man, so funny. And then they go off in a little jeep from the spaceship. You've seen this, Adrian. Oh, man, you know when they go off in the jeep and they go out to the spaceship in the jeep across the alien desert? I got two words to say to you about that. It just brings up wacky races. So funny, they're going off in the jeep. And they're going, then they meet the alien on the ground and he's got the space suit, space helmet. And he's going, don't. What the first thing you do, of course, is put your face right next to the alien. And then the alien attack him. And then fucking, then you run off. It's just like when the Muppet come out of his stomach in Alien. What's wrong, Dean? Oh, you're doing the alien. I thought you were having a stroke. So it was, oh, man, it's so funny. You got to see this film, man. Now, wait, I've got some notes here. Oh, Michael Fassbender as the robot. Oh, man, his classic... He's classic Buster Keaton, man. He's so funny. He's going, don't drink the liquid. And he drinks it, you know. So it's like a bit like a fairy tale, you know. It's a bit. And then the lady has a pregnant. She's pregnant. You know, the little Swedish girl from Norway. What's her name? Noomi Rapace. Oh, man, she's so hot. You could put her in your pocket and take her home, you know, if she wanted to, with consent, I'm talking about. Also, she wouldn't like it'd be a big roomy pocket with ample accommodations for anyway, the thing is, she have a baby. Man, guess what? It's a fucking squid. Oh, man. So it's great. It's just a fantastic film. Oh, man, I can't tell you. She have a giant squid, and then the alien chase her. And, the alien chase her, and she opened the door, and the squid get the alien. Fucking, oh, man, it's just hilarious. Anyway. That's it. That's my review of... I'm still laughing at it now. Prometheus, go and see that film. It is classic. Okay, it is now time, friends, for something a bit more serious. Richard Oliver is going to read from my novel of the great detective Skig Beasley. Please welcome Mr. Richard Oliver.
Beasley and the Zombies. It is the turn of the century in a field in America, recent, maybe like about a few hours ago. Skig Beasley, the baddest ass cop on the business, is involved in a car accident with some bad guys. He get out and shoot them, and his friend also get out and shoot them. And they get out and shoot him. And also another guy get out and shoot him. But one of the bullet hits Skig. He fall down, possibly dead. His friend tried to revive him, saying, Skig, oh, Skig. But not very hard, because he want to shag Skig's missus. So he good either way, to be honest. Bam! 6 months later, Skig wake up, needing a wee or a glass of water. Nurse, he shout. But the hospital is desert. He walk about the hospital, and on the wall is right. We all dead cause of the zombies is eat us. And he got a water bag. He go outside and is a helicopter, all smash up. And old lady in half on the ground, but still crawling. Then he gets on a horse. To be continue.
So this is my second part of my musical version of Lord of the Rings. Okay. Called the Council of Elwood. The hobbits arrive in Rivendell, the black riders not far behind. The sexy elf lady take them to her dad. He quite sexy as well. Who is the only one who can help in this tale? Who is the only elf who is male? Who is the elf who is wisest of all? Who is the elf who stand around in a dressing gown by a waterfall? Elwood, king of the elves. Elwood, he puts up the shelves. 'Cause as a rule, the elf ladies can't put them up by themselves. Elwood, he likes to go swimming. Elwood, with all the elf women. He likes elf sandwich when he's got him in. I mean, when it has got him in. The gay wizard Gandalf say to Elwood, we got to decide what to do. The black riders come in to nick the ring. If they get it, it will not be good. Elwood, he calls a meeting. Elwood, he gives them a greeting. And apologize, saying, sorry, there is not enough seating. Let's put down some sheeting. Elwood, speaking in elfish. Elwood, he's allergic to shellfish. He say there's not enough seating, so just, you know, share. Don't be selfish. The enemy's ring has been found. Some of you must sit on the ground. We must take the ring into the enemy's lair. Somebody get me a fucking chair. Barrymore will represent men. The gay hobbits can represent women. Take Legolas the elf, 'cause she is immortal. And take Grumbly the dwarf, 'cause his tiny legs make you chortle. Off the Fellowship Road, with Aragorn, also called Strode. Elwood the Elf King watched them ride down. He sighed, now at last I can fucking sit down. To be continued. Thank you, friends. Thank you, friends. Now, we've had a little bit of music, but this really pales into shit compared to this musician that I'm going to introduce you to now. Will you please welcome to play his new single, you've just got an email, Mr. Hank W. Swaggart III. Possibly the greatest musical experience. Of course, we all know his dad, Hank W. Swaggart II, who died in such terrible circumstances. It's because this particularly bad amongst triangle players, you know, because the stress of the they call it the tyranny of the beater. it is now time for a little film review. Simon, what film have you seen this week?
This week, I have watched Arrival.
Arrival?
Arrival, yes. And it's about a linguistics professor, Louise Banks, played by Amy Adams, leads an elite team of investigators when gigantic spaceships touch down in 12 locations around the world. As nations teeter on the verge of global war, Banks and her crew must race against time to find a way to communicate with the extraterrestrial visitors. Hoping to unravel the mystery, she takes a chance that could threaten her life and quite possibly all of mankind.
Oh boy, that sounds amazing. So tell us something about it. Who's the director?
It's directed.
Has anybody seen it? Sorry to interrupt. Anybody seen the film? Anybody? No. Anybody seen ever seen a film? Yeah. No. Okay.
No.
Okay. Go. Yeah.
It's directed by Denis Villeneuve, who also directed Sicario.
Yeah.
It stars Amy Adams, who was also in Enchanted.
Oh, yeah, that was such a sad film, that.
Jeremy Renner of The Bourne Non-Entity.
Oh, good one. Now, wait a minute, where are you? Just say it again. Jeremy Renner and?
Jeremy Renner from The Bourne Non-Entity. Forrest Whitaker, a great actor.
Yeah, yeah. Run, Forrest, run!
Some well-known facts or little-known facts about the film. Director Denis Villeneuve and screenwriter Eric Heiserer actually created a fully functioning visual alien language for this film.
Lonely. Okay.
The original name of the film was Story of Your Life. However, test audiences did not like the title, and therefore it was changed to Arrival.
Ah, nice, because Arrival. That Arrival, you know, that sounds like, to be honest, it sounds like a sign at an airport rather than a film, you know.
Well, absolutely.
Hot Chinese mamas with a Uzi. That's a title. No, not Nuns with Guns. Yeah, I want to see that film. I might have been in it. Anyway.
Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
Oh, okay. I will. Oh, I see. It's a film. Okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Sylvester Stallone.
I've seen your mum, that's all. Okay. Saw her last night. Funny, because it implies I have sex with his mum.
I wondered why she was so down in the dumps.
Really? She seemed pretty happy. Anyway.
The movie is based upon the short story, The Story of Your Life, which was written by Ten Chiang in 1998.
Ah, okay. Moderately interesting.
Well, Amy Adams revealed in an interview with the New York Times that she did not know Mandarin prior to filming the movie and learnt it for the film.
Because he's a bad man. And also, it's actually just Ben Kingsley in disguise. Yeah. So she's not going to know, even if she does know him, she doesn't, if you see what I mean. That's the kind of web he weave, because he's a master criminal.
This is actually the second time that Adams and Renner have appeared in a film together. They were in American Hustle in 2013.
Ah. Okay, nice one. Okay. Okay, so we got a bit of background. So let's get to the review of the film. What did you think of it?
Shit.
Thank you, friends. So that's the end of the podcast. The next show is on Tuesday, the 6th of December. Please join us at the Red Lion Pub, the best pub in the world, 8 p.m. And we are Mundo Jazz, the world's greatest band. We see you there. Thank you very much. Good night.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.